Hi, my name is Trey Garland. I am 16 years old. Today is Tuesday, May 19th, 2020, and I'm speaking with my dad, Ken Garland. I am recording this interview in my house in Florence, South Carolina.
Hi, my name is Ken Garland. I am 49 years old. Today is Tuesday, May 19th, 2020, and I'm speaking with my son, Trey Garland. I'm recording this interview in my house in Florence, South Carolina.
All right, let's get right into it. My first question for you is, how has living through this experience made you feel?
The COVID-19 situation has made me feel quite uneasy at times. When the situation started, there was a lot of unknowns out there. We did not know how long this would be with us. We did not know how serious it would affect not only myself, but my family members, my coworkers. We didn't know how long it would be here. So it gave me a lot of doubt in my mind when it first started.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same. I was real anxious about it at first. I feel bad about like everything that's happening, but I think being together like with family and stuff is really good. It there's a lot of things that kind of like keep it like in the back of your mind. So my dad, he works at the COVID hotline for McLeod Hospital. And, dad, why don't you tell him what that's like?
Okay. I work at the McLeod COVID Screening Center. It's a group of about 12 people each day. We take calls from people in the local community and also the outside area, surrounding area, as far as Columbia or Myrtle Beach. What we do, the people will call in, and if they've had symptoms such as fever, cough, sore throat, shortness of breath, they'll report it to us, and we'll tell them if they qualify to be tested. At times, it's very busy. As soon as you hang up the phone, it rings again with the next caller. Our job is to see who qualifies to be tested and schedule their test at a McLeod site that's closest to them. We also answer questions about the virus, how it can be avoided, and how to treat their symptoms once they've been diagnosed.
So, like you said that there are symptoms and how to treat it. Do you have like any advice for anyone?
The main advice I would give people at this point is to wash your hands often during the day. If you're out in public, definitely wear a protective surgical mask, preferably an N95 mask if you have one. Don't go out in public unless you absolutely need to. We still encourage you to quarantine yourself and practice social distancing as much as you can. Also, to monitor your temperature. If you start feeling warm, make sure you don't have a temperature greater than 100.4. If you do, I would definitely suggest that you call the hotline.
Awesome. Okay. My next question is more of a personal question. So, has this pandemic changed your outlook on the world? And if so, how?
I think the pandemic has affected me in the sense that it shows us how little control we have over things that go on a global scale. This pandemic seemed to come out of nowhere. It's affected the entire world. It's also made us appreciate the things that we have, the freedoms that we have here in America that have been put on hold for a while as we deal with this pandemic.
I completely agree with that. That's basically how I feel too. Yeah. Okay. So, my next question is, what's the best moment you've had throughout quarantine? You'll answer and then I'll answer.
Okay. I think one of the best moments I've had probably has happened several times a week. When we actually slow down, maybe sitting outside, spending time with Trey, his sister, and my wife in the backyard with our dogs, just taking time to listen to music, slow down, and enjoy each other and really talk to each other. It seems like before this pandemic, we were always extremely busy and each of us heading in our separate directions.
Yeah, for me, my favorite moment was when we sat down and we watched Moana that one night, and Dad almost fell asleep a couple times. Yeah, that was a really good moment. I felt like the more time I get to spend with y'all is probably like the best thing about this quarantine, because when like the world is normal and stuff, it's like go, 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 and you never stop to like really think about where you're at right now. And the quarantine, like, even though lots of bad things are happening, a lot of good things are happening too socially. Like, you just get to hang out with your parents and stuff and get to know them more and let them get to know you more. And yeah, that's like, I feel like that's it. Yeah,
I agree with that.
Yeah. So we just talked about the best moments. What was like the toughest part about like your day starting out with quarantine?
I think maybe the toughest part of our day has been just altering what we normally do, not being able to go out in public to the stores that we normally go to, or any of the activities that we would normally do, such as going to tennis matches at Wilson, you know, things like that have been canceled. Sometimes wanting to go to a restaurant, pick up some food, things like that that weren't open. Just the way that it's changed our daily routine has been tough.
Yeah. For me, probably the toughest thing is not seeing my friends and stuff. Like, I can FaceTime them, but it's not the same as, like, being in person with them and, like, talking to them and getting to, like, joke about stuff around us, because you can't really do that when you're not even with them. Yeah, that's about it with that. What's the best part?
The best part of the day, just like I think kind of what I touched on earlier, spending more time with my family, being able to slow down, not being on that crazy pace that we were before, actually maybe sitting down and just taking some time, maybe actually having a small nap in the afternoon to catch up and prevent myself from being so worn down like I was before with the pace that we were maintaining before the coronavirus outbreak.
Okay, it's been recording. But thank you for listening, anyone out there, and I think that's about it.